Classic Short Stories, Volume 8. Stories are one of mankind's greatest artistic achievements. Whether written down or spoken, they have an ability to capture our imagination and thoughts and take us on incredible journeys in the space of a phrase and the turn of a page. Within a few words of text or speech, new worlds and characters form, propelling a narrative to a conclusion with intricate ease. Finely crafted, perfectly formed, these miniature masterpieces, at first thought, seem remarkably easy to conjure up. But ask any writer, and they will tell you that distilling the essence of narrative and characters into a short story is one of the hardest acts of their literary craft. Many attempt, but few achieve.
The Valley of the Spiders by H.G. Wells. Towards midday, the three pursuers came abruptly round a bend in the torrent bed upon the site of a very broad and spacious valley. The difficult and winding trench of pebbles along which they had tracked the fugitives for so long expanded to a broad slope, and with a common impulse the three men left the trail and rode to a little eminence set with olive-dun trees, and there halted. The two others, as became them, a little behind the man with the silver-studded bridle. For a space they scanned the great expanse below them with eager eyes. It spread remoter and remoter, with only a few clusters of sere thorn bushes here and there, and the dim suggestions of some now waterless ravine to break its desolation of yellow grass. Its purple distances melted at last into the bluish slopes of the further hills, hills it might be of a greener kind, and above them, invisibly supported, and seeming indeed to hang in the blue, were the snow-clad summits of mountains that grew larger and bolder to the northwestward as the sides of the valley drew together. And westward the valley opened until a distant darkness under the sky told where the forests began. But the three men looked neither east nor west, but only steadfastly across the valley. The gaunt man with the scarred lip was the first to speak. "Nowhere," he said with a sigh of disappointment in his voice. "But after all, they had a full day's start."
"They don't know we're after them," said the little man on the white horse.
"She would know," said the leader bitterly, as if speaking to himself.
"Even then, they can't go fast. They've got no beast but the mule. And all today the girl's foot has been bleeding."
The man with the silver bridle flashed a quick intensity of rage on him.
"Do you think I haven't seen..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?